Hi, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I walk you through the Bible and pray for you at the same time. We are in Psalm 84, and as I began today's podcast, the word that came to me from the Lord was discouraged. And what I believe he meant by that was that some of you out there listening today are deeply discouraged. And so I pray that today's prayer and scripture would bring encouragement to you. And just think about the root word of that, discourage and encourage. Courage is in the middle of that. And we all need courage. And then if you go a little bit deeper into that word, C-O-U-R, the cur part, you can hear the French word for heart there. And so my prayer for you today, for those of you who are discouraged, is that you would have courage in your hearts, that God would change your heart and empower you to believe him in new ways, empower you to see him at work when you haven't been able to see him before. I pray that your eyes would be open to the power of God and the ability of God and his care and compassion for you. So we are reading in Psalm 84, verses 8 and 9 in the NIV, and it says this: Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob. Look on our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you that one of the sons of Korah who wrote this psalm, he wrote these words. He said, Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob. And the implication there is that maybe he wondered if you did. Maybe he wondered if his words were just bouncing off the ceiling of his tent. Maybe he wondered if you were really there. We know now because of the incarnation that you are a God who is with his people. But perhaps he didn't know. Perhaps he was struggling in prayer. And I know that many of us, especially those who are discouraged today, are tired of prayer. We're tired of saying the same things over and over again and not hearing an answer. But Lord, help us to realize that prayer isn't just about listing things that we think we want and we need. It's about having a relationship with you. It's about communicating with the one who created us. It's about conversation. It's about communing with and understanding your heart, that we could have your heart because we have spent time with you. This is about relationship. And so you do hear our prayers. You do listen to our prayers. Sometimes you don't answer right away. Sometimes you allow us to experience the weight of our own sin. Sometimes you allow us to experience the weight of this world. But you're always teaching us. Your spirit within us is teaching us to walk, teaching us to continue, teaching us to endure, teaching us to count it all joy when various trials comes our way, knowing that the testing of our faith produces endurance, and we're going to let that endurance have its perfect result. We trust you, God. So we say, hear our prayer, sometimes with faith and sometimes without, but you will listen to us. We trust that you will. You are our shield, God. You are the one who protects us from the fiery darts of the evil one, who throws lies our way, who tries to trip us up, who tries to steal, kill, and destroy. And yet you are the one who protects us from the evil one. You are the one who is the shield about us. You are the lifter of our heads when our heads are bowed down low. You are the one, you are the God who loves his children. Lord, we do need favor. We need your favor. And I know that because of what you've done by sending your son to die on the cross for our sins, you have favored us. You have graced us. You have given us unmerited grace. An undeserved privilege because of what your son has done. We have been made right with you. There's nothing we can do to make ourselves right with you. We humbly and just wonderfully worship you because you are wonderful. You are powerful. You are the great rescuer. You have rescued us. Not only are you the shield about us, but you are the rescuer. And as I said before, the lifter of our heads. Lord, we ask for courage today. We ask for strength of heart. We ask that you would move in and through us to eradicate the sin, to dispel it, to take it away, Lord, to forgive us of that sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We'll spend this day just worshiping you, Lord, because of all that you've done. And Lord, for those of us who are tired and weary, I pray that you would give them strength today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You know what? You are an amazing creation of God. He created you. He formed you in your mother's womb. He has a plan for you. He has a purpose for you. And no matter how hard it gets, no matter how discouraged you may feel, rest in knowing that the God of the universe fashioned you. He created you. He loved you. And he is with you today.